I came across the following story recently and thought you might appreciate its lesson. A visiting preacher came down to town one Sunday to preach at the local Baptist church. It was a quaint, unassuming church in the beautiful rolling hills of Maryland. Just prior to the service, the pastor of the church leaned over to the preacher and whispered, "When you get through, I want you to stand at the door with me so that the people can greet you." Well, as requested, the preacher stood alongside the pastor as the members filed past, smiling and offering their kind greetings. When suddenly one woman grabbed the preacher's hand, looked him in the eye, and said, "Dr. Baker, that was a sorry sermon." Well, of course, the preacher was shaken by the comment, but what unnerved the preacher even more was noticing her in line a second time. She grabbed his hand again, looked him in the eye, and said, "A sorry sermon, and you didn't even preach it well," and she walked away. He hardly noticed the next few members as they filed past. What was he to think? Then, to his amazement, the woman came back a third time, grabbed his hand, looked me in the eye, and said, "A sorry sermon, you didn't preach it well, and I hope you never come back." The preacher was devastated. He turned to the pastor and said, "What is it with this woman?" To which the pastor replied, "Don't pay any attention to her. She's not very bright. She just goes around repeating what she hears everybody else saying." Not a very comforting assurance from the pastor, but God's word shares a truer counsel in Psalm 31. "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord." Though we need to be open to human feedback from time to time, God remains our primary audience. He is the one whose opinion matters. Our strength and our hope is in Him.